Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and through you ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 5, and the week's topic is Marketing Strategy Overview. Today, our focus is marketing metrics and works with truth number 11 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is marketing metrics. And this comes from truth number 11 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is Brand Metrics Are the Best Measure of Success. The secular world has tried to train us that the best measure of success is money, 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 right? How much we make, how much we collect, how much we keep for ourselves. I would offer that that is wrong in so many ways. Even as I worked in the secular world, I recognized that money can so easily be manipulated. The best measure of success was based on brand metrics, or whether the brand truly mattered to the people we were trying to reach. And that's our focus for today. But first, let's start with the Bible verse. It's from 1 Samuel 18, verse 14, and it reads, "And David had success in all his undertakings, for the Lord was with him." So many people look to success and think, "Oh, I did that. Look what I accomplished." But what if we recognized, as Samuel describes, that success is because God is with us? Would we define it differently? Would we find other things that matter to us? I dare say that the answer is yes. I remember when I wrote my book on cancer. The book is called Living Like a Lady When You Have Cancer. And when I wrote it, I kept telling myself that this was not about the money. This was about how many people I could touch, how many people I could make a difference for as they went through the cancer journey. But I have to tell you, it was enormously scary, because I was so used to hearing money from the corporate world as being the model or the measure of success. And here I was trying to measure it based on touches. And yet, as I thought about it, I really had been measuring success in corporate differently as well for many years. I just hadn't always reflected on it that way. To an extent, in corporate, I was measuring in marketing things based on brand. Were people aware of the brand? What type of awareness did they have? Did the brand engage with them? Did our messages matter? What messages mattered and why? What I knew was that if I did these things well, products would sell and money would be made. Sales and finance would worry about the selling and the money side. My focus was on creating a brand that people loved. In fact, the very first book I ever wrote with my co-author, Dr. Brian Till, was entitled The Truth About Creating Brands That People Love. So as I reflected on that, I realized that even in this other book on cancer, that truly we could measure success based on something other than money. For our parishes and our ministries, we can also measure success on things other than money. And I would offer that measuring success based on brand metrics is far more meaningful. When we focus on brand metrics, there is an underlying assumption that if we build the solid relationship between our brand and our user, that the money will flow into us. And so while that proposition feels scary, it is also very true. People will support, they'll fund, they'll purchase from, and donate to those that they have a relationship with. Brand metrics allows you to understand if you are truly building that relationship. Start with understanding awareness. Do people know of your brand name? Do they know of your promise? If they know your name, but they do not understand what you promise, why would they support you? You can measure this easily enough with some simple surveys to those you serve. You can ask them about the name. You can ask them about the promise and understand what they know, what they understand, what they believe. A great example that we use in the book, Marketing God, and we'll use again here, is St. Vincent de Paul Society. Most Catholics have heard of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. They know the name, but they also know the promise. They know that the society strongly supports the poor. And the result? You can look at the number of volunteers that the society has all throughout the world. You can consider all the donations that they receive. Not just the money donations, but the food, the clothing, the supplies, all because people trust their brand, who they are, and what they do. By focusing on delivering on their mission, they are rewarded with donations. It is scary to not list money as a primary measure of success, and yet the relationship you build as you do the Lord's work is far more critical than listing money as an objective. Don't let the secular world scare you into thinking that it's all about money. Focus on measuring your brand. Focus on measuring your marketing efforts, as that is how you will know if you are having a direct impact on the people you serve. Remember Samuel, the verse from Samuel. David had much success, for the Lord was with him. And I would offer, just as the Lord is with you in the important work that you are doing. As you reflect on today's podcast, ask yourself, how do you currently define success for your organization, for your parish, or your ministry? What might be a better way of measuring your impact? Thanks, everyone. We look forward to seeing you at our next podcast.
We thank you for being here and are glad you listened in today. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the Marketing God Podcast. And don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. Also, please let us know what you think by sending us comments. If you are looking for even more insights, we invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group that is designed so we can share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. If you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online, at your favorite Catholic bookstore, or for larger quantities, through the publisher OSV.